everyone, it's Allie Jade, and welcome to the sixth episode of the podcast. Today, I'm getting awkward with a very special guest.
Hi, my name is Noor. I am 18 years old, and I'm a content creator.
Hey, ew. Okay, guys, you need to always remind me to stop saying A every time I, like, talk with someone. I'm always saying A. And my mom, after one episode, she was like, can you please stop doing the A? You kind of, like, you sound weird. And now I've realized, because I do it so awkwardly, which I mean, Allie does so awkward, so, like, but, like, I do it so awkwardly. It's so bad.
It's part of the podcast.
It's
part of the vibe.
Okay, so we know you do, or I don't know if some of you know if she does singing, but I know you do singing.
Yeah.
So when did you start singing?
I started singing when I was around 4. I've always been into singing.
4? Oh my god, that's so young.
I know. I used to grab the hairbrush around the house, sing around, and then eventually my parents bought me a little ukulele, and I couldn't play a single thing, but I would strum it.
But you would strum it?
Like, oh yeah. So many childhood videos.
Okay, so do you consider TikTok, like, a real talent? Because some people, like, I know a lot of music artists recently, they've put their thoughts in about TikTok, and so what do you think it is? Like, Asrae and, like, all of them.
I think it's a mix and match of both.
Yeah.
I think somewhat, like, there's a part of TikTok that is pure talent, so it's, like, dancing, singing, and a lot of that is pure effort. And then there's a lot of other TikToks where it's just, like, hit or miss and possibly luck being viral.
I think my thoughts on it are a mix, too, because, like, for instance, like, some people can go famous for dumb videos,
100%.
But it, like, in the process of them getting, I don't know if this is gonna make sense, but, like, they get famous, and they, like, have to do, like, real job stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If that makes sense. So, I don't know, I feel like it's a mixture, like, you can go viral over dumb things, but I feel like after you're famous, it's, like, it gets harder.
Yeah, after you're famous, if you maintain it, then that is a talent right there.
I hope I made sense. Okay. Okay, so you just started, did you just start taking photos?
Yeah, about like 2-3 months ago
I saw your page, and it's so good. It's like headshots.
Thank you. Like, yes, so like good. Headshots, portraits, and then I'm getting into product photography and editorial.
That's so cool. What's the Instagram at so they can go follow it?
It's pose click shoot.
I love that. It's like kind of catchy. Like,
thank you.
So when did you just say when you started taking photos?
Yeah.
When did you start taking photos?
Like 2-3 months ago.
What made you want to start taking photos?
I've always wanted to take some photos. Like, I've always been on camera and very interested in, like, the behind-the-scenes aspect of the entertainment industry. And so, during quarantine, I was like, yo, let me go buy a camera. So I went and I bought a camera, and I fell in love with it.
Oh, that's awesome. I, like, try to take photos, but, like, I'm not good. I'm really into, like, the vintage trends right now.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's, like, vintage, like, Polaroid. It's really fun.
Yeah, I love the disposable Kodak.
The disposable ones. Yeah. Those are fun.
Those are super fun.
So, emergency, guys. I don't know if you can hear the wee-wee. It's emergency.
It's too hot in here.
Okay, so I haven't, like, had a guest that's, like, that does music, other than Indiana, but I didn't ask for this. So, as a music artist, do you, like, have favorite artists?
Yeah, I do.
Like, is that a...
Oh, yeah, I have some favorite artists. I think I can't choose one. I think definitely, like, my top four is, like, Dua Lipa, if you know her. Like, I love her. I love Lennon Stella.
Ooh, she's good.
Yeah. I like Matt Mason, and I like Lauren Sanderson. So, I like a lot of, like, underrated artists.
Underrated, yeah. Those are all good, though. I don't know the last one.
Yeah, she's really good.
They're all really good. So, what made you start Teens React? I've seen some of the episodes. They're crazy.
So thank you. I've always been a fan of Teens React. I think, like, I remember when YouTube came out, and I remember watching YouTube, and, like, one of the first things I watched was Teens React. And so, I was always, like, invested in wanting to be in it. And then, like, at school, all my friends would always be like, oh my god, you should be on that, because, like, your personality really matches it, and all that, and I was like, alright, why not? So when I moved to Los Angeles, I, reached out to them, and I got a job.
What's the craziest, like, episode that you've probably done?
I think the craziest episode was this episode. It was called, Try Not to Make a Sound. And so they basically put, like, a mic in front of us, and we had to, like, eat a carrot without making a sound, like, drink water. Oh, that's so hard. Flip through books. Like, it was super hard. And then they would, like, play scary videos, and, like, we can't, like, make a single reaction or, like, a single noise, or else we would lose.
That's so hard. I would
be down on the carrot. Yeah, the carrot was so hard. I was super close. And then, like,
Is it, like, an ASMR mic? Like, it's right against
you? Yeah, it's, like, right. Like, it's right here.
Yeah.
And so, like, I got, like, halfway through the carrot without making a noise. And then, at the end, I gave up because I took, like, 13 minutes to get through the carrot. And then I was like, you know what? I'm out. Like, I'll take the L.
That's so crazy. Yeah. I would survive that. Okay, what are your goals for 2021? I haven't asked anyone this question.
What do you want? Okay, so...
Like, whether it's for your music or, like, anything.
Honestly, like, top goal is obviously to stay healthy. Alive, you know?
Stay alive, guys.
You know, mental health, everything. I think that's, like, top priority. Oh, it's an emergency. As soon as I said mental health, they came for me. Yeah, I think the first thing definitely is to stay healthy and, like...
Yeah.
Make sure my family's all right and all that. And then, eventually, I do really want to release an album with music super badly. But, yeah, that's a big, big, big thing that's going to take a while. But
that's awesome.
I'm committed to try. And then...
Do you want to, like, write all your music?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Write, and then I also want, experience from people who have been in the industry. But, yes, I do. And so it's very difficult and time-consuming.
Oh, yeah.
And then I also want to, like, do freelance photography. So I want to take pictures of, like, influencers and things like that. So I want to work with a company and just go around and...
Those are goals.
Yeah.
Those are goals.
Those are high goals.
Those are high goals. Okay, guys, so it's Allie Jake, it's awkward, so this is the section where we go into awkward questions.
Oh,
so
God.
The first one is, what's your most awkward situation?
You know what? I want to throw this one to you. What is your most awkward situation?
Guys, so she was saying how she, like, avoids awkward situations, so she hasn't, like, had any.
I, like, run away from awkward situations. I just...
Have you ever done anything weird, like, as a kid or anything that you can think of?
Anything weird as a kid?
Like, where you run outside butt naked or something?
Honestly, you know what? As a kid, I think this can kind of be awkward. In my school, in Jordan, like, we had to wear, like, a button-up white shirt, like, for... It was, like, a uniform. And, like, I would wear...
Uniforms are the ugliest.
Yeah, they're so ugly. So it was, like, a button-up white shirt, and it was, like, kind of see-through.
Yeah.
And I would wear a bright green tank top underneath. And, like, I had anger issues when I was a kid. So when I would get mad, I would run around, and then people used to call me Hulk because it was green. And, like, I would go for it, and I would, like, be angry and, like...
Oh, that's
awkward. It was so awkward, but hey. That's what kids are being for, like.
Okay, so I've been saving this one, but I'll tell another one of my awkward situations. This actually came up to me, like, 2 days ago. But I was in daycare. I think I was, like, 9, maybe 8. I'm not sure what age I was. A lot of stuff happened in my life at 10.
Baby Allie.
But I was, like, 8, 9, 10, something like that. And I was going to daycare, and I had gotten this... boyfriend. I don't probably wouldn't call him a boyfriend, but like so we had broken up and so he had got another girlfriend like literally an hour later. And
that just
so
sums up childhood right there.
I told you guys the story in the last episode where my brother had busted in a or I don't think it was the last episode, but the episode before that. And so it was a lady that came and got it fixed.
Okay.
And she brought her daughter. Okay. And her daughter my ex-boyfriend's girlfriend now.
No.
And I was just sitting in the living room and my poop being back. Yes, my poop being back.
Oh my God.
On my tablet, just vibing. And this girl walks in. And literally, that's his girlfriend. And I'm like, this is, that was so awkward. Like,
yeah,
I will never forget that.
What a coincidence, though, man.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
And, oh my God.
That would be so uncomfortable. I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
Like, and out of all the people that could have came and fixed our window, like, it was her.
It's such a random thing, too. It's like,
I know.
She's coming to fix the window, and
it's so awkward.
From daycare.
Okay, so this is like a totally different topic, but do you believe in aliens?
Here's the thing. I believe in another life. Not another necessarily life. Like the visual.
The green of aliens. The green.
Yeah, yeah. No. Not yeah. The green. But yeah, I think there might be outer life.
I believe that there is like something there that they're hiding.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's the big green aliens with eyes.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't think story. So we were going, I think it was through Nevada or something. And there was, like, this big, fast, like, spin thing, and it had, like, lights all around it. I don't know what it was. We were kind of by, like, Air Force and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And it literally just was spinning and, like, shot off so fast. I might have been seeing things, but I literally, I'm pretty sure I saw stuff. And the place that we were at was, like...
Is it, like, near your Air 51?
Like, it was, like, the place that lots of people had seen stuff. So yeah. I was like, that's weird.
Oh, look at that.
But it was pretty cool. But, yeah, I definitely think there's something there, but I don't know if it's, like, aliens.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay, what's the weirdest date you've ever been on?
The weirdest date? Honestly, probably, like, a food date. Like, yeah. You go and, like, you never know what... You never know if you should go hungry or if you should go, like, full.
Yeah.
And then...
Or the bad part is what's your favorite restaurant?
Oh,
and you
yeah.
want to get a specific food, but you're like, no, it's messy, it's fattening, yeah. like, it's just embarrassing, so, like, I can't
it's
get it.
It's sloppy, it's messy,
it's
like, all of that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, I think any, like, food date could be
yeah.
somewhat weird, because it's also, weird. Like, subconsciously you're thinking, am I chewing loud? Like, do I look stupid
do
while
I look
I'm chewing?
Like, when I was 10, no, actually, I think I was 12. I was 12 at this age.
Okay.
And this is when I was back at home. And I think I was going to school, maybe. I'm homeschooled now, but I had this guy boyfriend. But anyways, we were, it was Christmas time, and we were going caroling to
okay.
people's houses. I know, freaking weird.
Yeah.
So awkward. And we went to this house, and this lady gave us cookies. These cookies, no joke, were, like, this big.
Oh, my God.
And we were on the bus, and it's so awkward. Because everyone else on the bus, I didn't know who they were. Mm-hmm. And this was, like, some new church.
Yeah.
And I was, like, I didn't know who this... It was so bad on the bus. It was so bad. He was, like, sitting next to me. It was so bad.
Yeah.
And so we go to this lady's house. She's older. She gives us cookies. And we start singing. And
oh.
I didn't know any of these songs. And this is when I was, like, horrible at singing.
Oh.
Like, it was so embarrassing. So I, like, wasn't singing. And everyone was looking at me and, like, telling me to sing. And I was like, no, I can't sing. I can't sing. And while I'm sitting here with this big cookie. Just, like. It was so bad.
I love that.
So, that's definitely, like, the weirdest, like, date.
Yeah.
That was really bad. So next question, what's your most annoying habit?
Honestly, probably cutting people off, like, while they're
okay.
talking. I hate it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
hate it, but it's, like, not in my control. I've gotten way better over the years, but...
I feel like I do that sometimes.
Definitely, like, I cut off people.
Yeah.
I just like, get too excited.
You get too excited, so you're just like, ah!
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like some people, like, I definitely cut people off sometimes, and, like, I feel like... Once I realize it, I'm like, ooh, they probably hate me.
And it's also, like, when you say something interesting, I want to comment on it right away. Like, if
yeah.
you continue to speak, and then I wait until you're fully done, like, it's kind of, like, off topic.
It's kind of off topic,
after that.
Yeah. I agree. So you have to, like, somehow cut somebody off sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Healthy balance.
Okay, so I ask all my guests this question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think pineapple belongs on pizza?
100% yes.
Yes!
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 Sweet, salty, so good.
It's like a mixture. My dog is so cute. But like, I guess if you think about it, like fruit on pizza is kind of like weird.
Yeah, but it's like a different type of like
weird. But it's like good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
It's like nice and like juicy, but then you also get like the cut of like, you know,
the cheese
and
pineapple.
The dough and the tomato
it's
sauce.
Good.
It's just so good.
Sorry, are we making you guys hungry?
It's so good. Oh
it's
my
so
god,
good,
let's go order some. So good.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the section where we go into the game. So today's game is Would You Rather, but these are like really, really fun questions.
Okay, I'm excited. Let's see.
So, would you rather always hop around on one foot or always squat?
Always hop around on one foot.
Could you imagine, like,
imagine squatting and
squatting
everywhere?
Walking and squatting.
Oh my god, that
people
would be
think
so
you're crazy.
Painful. And yeah, they would think I'm crazy. And I feel like I would be like too short for everything.
You know what I just thought about? Like, if you're really squatting, like, if you're at the grocery store and everyone has to squat when they walk and they just literally stop, like, everyone's just squatting.
Wait, how are you gonna get something on the top shelf if you're squatting?
Wait, like, I'm so dead. That's so funny. Okay, would you rather burp out loud at the end of every sentence or fart out loud every time you sit down?
Oh.
Ooh. But you're in your natural habitat, so like you have to sit down, you have to speak. Like,
here's the thing, like, burping out loud, like, that's they're both natural.
I feel like people think it's so rude though.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
here's the thing, I think it can get away with sitting down and farting, you know why? Because
yeah.
I feel like if a couch is kind of like squeaky or whatever, I can kind of like get away with it, you know?
Unless like, it's like,
yeah, unless it's like
it's unacceptable or something. That'd be so bad.
Yeah, they're both kind of bad.
So, what would you choose if you had to?
Probably sitting and farting.
Yeah, because I feel like when you say a sentence, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, it's like, I talk too much to have to do that. Like, I speak so much.
That'd be so bad. So, I guess, like, farting.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather be single the rest of your life or never see your best friend for the rest of your life?
Oh, that's difficult. Here's the thing, like, long run, I gotta think, I want a family, I want all of that, so probably not see my best friend.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is sad.
It
but
is sad.
Friends come and go, but also, like, you have those ones that you just love so much.
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't know, but I, like, don't want to be single the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's difficult, but, like, I want to, like, get married, I want to have kids, like,
yeah.
I don't want to, like, avoid that because, like, I can't see my best friend, so I'm probably not seeing my best friend.
Same, sadly.
Sadly, yeah.
Okay, last one, fourth one. Would you rather never shower again or never shave your legs again?
Ooh,
I feel like
never
shaving
my
legs.
I'll just hide it.
True!
Will I never shower?
Yeah, that's bad.
I'm gonna feel so gross. I'm gonna reek.
And I also feel like it's hard for girls not to be able to shave their legs, but also you can hide it.
Yeah, but you can hide it.
Yeah.
Like, I could just start wearing
just
pants.
Just wear sweats all the time.
Yeah. Pants and sweats all
but
the time.
But what if you have to go swimming and you have to wear, like, the long suit?
Well, sucks to be you. You're not gonna go swimming.
True.
You're just gonna sit there or you're just gonna embrace it.
It's fine. Yeah, I'd have to go with never shave my legs because I have to have a shower.
Oh yeah,
like, that's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, take showers.
Shower.
Okay, so shout out your socials.
All right, so I appreciate you having me on here.
Yes, this was so fun.
Yes,
thank you so much.
It was super fun. My Instagram is Noor Shami Music, and then my photography Instagram is Post Click Shoot.
Go follow it. Show some love. But thank you so much for joining today's episode. Thank you guys for listening and watching. If you're just listening, go to my YouTube channel, Ali J Official, and subscribe, and you can watch it. But if you're just watching, you can go to Spotify.
Oh, camera cut out.
Wow, they really did me dirty like that and cut off
as soon as
you wanted to promote. Anyways, if you're just listening, go.
You already said that.
Kind of.
Here, I'll take over the channel for you.
If you're just watching, go to Spotify and search Ali J Gets Awkward and listen to it. It's also on iTunes and Anchor and any other podcast platforms. But we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Go follow her. Love you guys.
Follow her too.
Bye.
Bye.